انتشارات زبان دانشجو تقدیم می کند. General English Through Reading، تألیف دکتر عبدالله برادران و محمد مهدی خادمزاده، اعضای هیئت علمی دانشگاه آزاد اسلامی، واحد تهران مرکزی. گوینده متن مهدی زند، مدرس دانشگاه. تلفظ واژه ها و متن درس ها بر اساس تلفظ انگلیسی و منطبق با دیکشنری اکسفورد می باشد. درس اول، لطفاً به تلفظ واژه‌های جدید درس گوش کنید.
Vocabulary Unit 1. Altitude. Archaeology. Assembly. Cement. Consultative. Derive. Dynasty. Excavate. Escape. Evolve. Founder. Inhabitant. Institute. Interior. Languish. Legislative. Manufactured. Monument. Nearby. Notable. Plateau. Rain. Settlement. Shrine. Tiny. Sophisticated. Textile. Trail.
لطفاً به تلفظ متن درس گوش کنید.
Tehran, the capital city of Iran. In less than 200 years, Tehran has evolved from a tiny village into one of the most sophisticated cities of the Middle East. The capital city of Iran, Tehran, is located 62 miles south of the Caspian Sea in the north-central part of the country. The city lies at the foot of the Elbows Mountains at an altitude of about 3,800 feet between the Karaj and Jajarat rivers, which flow from the mountains. Tehran's name derives from two old Persian words, Teh, meaning warm, and Ran, meaning place. Tehran is located in the plateau region of Iran, where summers are extremely hot and winters can become bitterly cold. The region is very dry, with less than 8 inches of rainfall a year. The nearby mountains and the sea allow inhabitants to escape the worst of the weather extremes. The single rainy season extends from November through May. Snow may fall between December and the end of February. Air quality in Tehran has worsened with increased use of fuel oil for industries as well as the general increase in motor vehicle traffic. From about 1925 until now, Tehran was transformed into one of the most modern capital cities in the Middle East. There are many examples of beautiful architecture to be found among the city's mosques and palaces. Some notable examples are the Mutahari Mosque, the Shamsal Imare, the Masjidi Imam, the Niavaran Palace, and the Behastan. The latter is the seat of Majlis, or Islamic Consultative Assembly, the legislative body of Iran. The Golestan Palace, the Sadabad Palace, and the Marmar Palace are now used as museums. The city has many notable museums, including several archaeology museums and art museums and a carpet museum. There are also Muslim shrines in and near the city that are classified as historical monuments. Tehran is an important industrial center. More than half the country's manufactured goods, including textiles, cement, chinaware, and pottery, sugar, and electrical equipment, come from factories based in the city. The city is connected by air with the interior of Iran, as well as with other countries in the Persian Gulf and major cities in Europe and Asia. The Iranian state railway system crosses the capital from all directions, and there is an international railway linking Tehran with Europe via Turkey. Higher educational institutes consist of fine arts and medical schools, and many other institutes of science and humanities offer opportunities for higher education. Archaeological excavations indicate that there has been human settlement on the site of Tehran for about 5,000 years. For most of its history, the site remained a village. Because it was located on the north-south caravan trails, merchants found it a desirable place to conduct trade. The city of Ray, located south of present-day Tehran, was an early capital of Persia. In the 16th century, the nearby city of Qazvin was designated the capital of Persia. During his reign, Shah Tahmasp I built a wall around the village of Tehran and turned it into a city. Tehran languished as a small commercial city until late in the 18th century, when Aga Muhammad Khan, founder of the Qajar dynasty, captured the city in 1785 and made it his capital in 1788.